fighting for America.
Education is the civil rights issue of this century.
This is my passion. Kids are future, absolutely. And I think I'm expressing that on behalf of every educator in the United States.
Fighting for Idaho.
We're trying to educate kids the very best we can. I know that's top priority. It's tough to do that when you don't have the funds.
Fighting for you.
We are very appreciative of KIDO Radio coming to our schools and giving us a chance to visit with you and promote the good things that we do at this.
Boise's Mr. Right.
First lesson
X
of
plus
today.
X plus Y equals Z or something like that.
Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. And we're joined by our friends from CAPED, Dr. Larry Nesnansky, Chairman of the Board, Tim Erickson, President and CEO of CAPED, here today at 580 KIDO. Tim, cycled home day for you. Todd, thank you. Cycled home day for you. Good to have you back.
Yeah, nice to be here, Kevin. It's good seeing you again. I think last time we were here, it was with you, at Bora last year.
It was Bora. We were in a conference room. We're kind of out in the hallway here.
Yeah. So it's great to be here and talk a little bit about CAPED and what we're all about.
Well, that is true, and gentlemen, jump in here because we see the commercials, we hear the commercials, but the focus is not only on teachers and not only on the people that go to the credit union, but also education. Where does that come from?
Well, I think it comes from our field of membership. We started out as a teachers credit union, chartered back in 1934. But over the years, the field of membership has expanded a little bit. Because we started out as a teachers credit union, there's a misconception that only teachers could join. But it's expanded now where just about anyone can join the credit union who supports our educational endeavors. And so if someone came into the credit union and wanted to join that was not a teacher, we would see if they could join the credit union through an educational foundation. And for that purpose, the Idaho CAPED Foundation was created where a person who's not in the educational industry could join through this foundation. And it's very simple. You make a $10 donation to the foundation, and then they become a sustaining member of that foundation. And the money is used to fund teacher grant programs, for example, or other educational endeavors that we're working on at the credit union.
Sure. When we take Dr. Nesnansky, would you like to say anything?
Well, yes, I think this program has been quite successful. Over the last 5 years, we've given out about $130,000 in grants, and it's been very gratifying to see the results. We've had some outstanding projects ranging all the way from pre-kindergarten all the way up through high school, of course. And we've tried to support the STEM, the science, technology, engineering, and math part. Reading, very important. Special needs. We've gone in several areas there, and we're very pleased that we were able to do that.
Why give back?
Well, I think we want to be a part of this community, and we want to give back as much as we can. And we felt this is one area that really seems to need help, especially for teachers who are creative, who maybe are limited in their classroom budgets. And we can give them a boost. We can't always give them all they need, but we can give them enough to do what they need to do. And, of course, that gives back to the whole community. And most of our grants have been in the Treasure Valley, although we have had some as far up as Coeur d'Alene and over on the eastern side of the state, too. So we've spread out pretty well.
You know, Todd, when we take a look at your program, We Love Our Teachers, where does that come from? For me personally, at 580KIDO, I saw that and I go, that's brilliant. That's what the state needs. That's what this community needs, supporting teachers.
Yeah, We Love Teachers is a program we started a few years ago that allows businesses to partner with CAPED and offer discounts and little perks to teachers. They can it's good for them because we at CAPED can advertise this discount out to the educational community, and they can come in and support that business. And so it's good for the business, and it's, of course, good for a teacher or someone else who works in the educational industry to come in and get a discount. And, you know, it's been a very successful program. We've signed up about 11 businesses here in town that are part of this program, and
that the teacher is not alone. You know, we talk about it on the radio. We see it in the newspapers, the education issues back and forth. You guys are in the middle of it, but finally a positive program.
Yeah, it's a program. It's not a political statement by any means. It's just a way for us to simply support, you know, the teachers. They've got a tough job, you know, with all they've, you know, cutting budgets that have been cut and the work they need to do in the classroom to educate our youth. And sometimes it's a difficult situation for them, but and of course it's rewarding too. But we just want to help out a little bit, you know, through this We Love Teachers program. There's a website called weloveteachers.org, and teachers can or anyone in the educational industry can go to that website and sign up, and they're authorizing us to send them emails about the discounts that are being offered. Or a business who wants to participate can go on that same website and sign up also.
Actually, if someone wants to see more about our grants, if you go to our website, you can see write-ups on a lot of them, and that would be a good way perhaps to see the kind of things we're doing.
That's always good to make sure that the grants are getting fulfilled. When you, what's it like for both of you to award a grant? We've talked a little bit about Capital High School, what it's meant to the folks here, but what's it like when that teacher gets notified, their kids get notified that they're going to get a grant to improve themselves and improve classroom conditions?
Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, that's a lot of fun to go in, and the principals are great because we tell the principal that a particular teacher has won a grant, and the teacher doesn't know about it in a lot of cases, and so the principal will, arrange for us to come in during class, and we'll just walk in there with a big check, $750 check in most cases, and the teachers, you know, their jaw hits the floor, and they're just so excited. 'Cause we get 40 to 50 applications a month, and so we're going to give away 7 out of that, and so there's a lot of people that we have to turn away, but the ones that win are so excited, and they're just thrilled because they've got an opportunity to continue a project that they've started and haven't been able to get the funding for, and might be a situation where they'd be putting some of their own money into it in some cases. So it allows them to do this project or this really innovative teaching improvement in their class, the way to reach the students by doing something a little different to gather their attention or something like that. So
sure.
They're really excited about to do that.
I might add that in looking at the applications every month, it is really gratifying to see how many quality project proposals we get. And as Todd said, we can only do 7 or sometimes 8 a month, but they clearly are great. And there's a lot of teachers out there with a lot of good ideas. And it is really gratifying to see how many people are trying to push the envelope in education.
Now, what's the goal of CAPED? On one hand, we talk, your credit union. On the other hand, you're here for the teachers. What's really the goal? Because you guys have me branded, and again, this is from your advertising, not just on this station, but on the TV, that it's all about education. That's a part of it. But what else are the goals? Obviously, you're competing with other financial institutions.
Yeah, we are. We're a credit union, a financial institution, so our goal is to provide our members the best rates that we can on loans or dividends that we can pay on their deposits. We're running a financial institution and a full-service financial institution. So our goal is to certainly grow the credit union and be a player in the financial industry market here in the Treasure Valley. We are statewide now, but we're mostly concentrated in this area. And to just, in the true sense of a credit union, just offer the best rates that we can to our members. We hope we've got our best our members' best interest in mind when they come in to get them to the product or service that will fit them the best, not necessarily the one that makes us the most money. That's what we try to train our employees to do. That's definitely a major thing with what we're trying to do.
Sure. Now, one thing, though, that we can go back to our high school econ class. For people, though, again, working right now at 580KIDO, like Kevin Miller, it's been a while since they've had an econ class. What's the difference between a credit union and a bank?
Yeah, that's somewhat of a misconception also. Credit unions are owned by members. So, Kevin, you're a member of CapEd. You're an owner.
All right.
So you... You have an opportunity to, you could run for the board or serve on a committee. You've got a voice in the direction of the credit union. And at another financial institution like a bank, the owners are more like shareholders. They kind of control what the direction of the bank goes to gain them a return on the stock that they own. So it's a little bit different that way. The profits that we make go directly to the owners or the members. A bank's profits, a portion of that's got to go to the stockholders before it goes and pays an interest on their deposits. So that's one of the differences. Because we are federally regulated and we under the Federal Credit Union Act, we don't pay corporate income taxes. So employee payroll taxes, and so we're not totally tax exempt. So.
Right. And let me ask both of you this here at 580KIDO. You know, in the past few years, because of, the recession, the too big to fails, where are we at financially in the country and in the Treasure Valley when we're talking about our financial institutions? This is your industry. You guys are in it. We may watch a little of it on CNBC, but you're on the front lines. What's going on?
Well, there has been too big to fail out there, and that's a direct result of the last recession that our country's gone through. The government offered TARP money to some of these big financial institutions because they thought it would be very detrimental to the economy for them to fail. So a lot of banks took that money. That money was not offered to credit unions. Credit unions did not have to take any taxpayer money through the recession in order to survive. So we really, as an industry, were able to weather that economic recession very well by making prudent lending decisions and, as I mentioned, trying to have our members' best interests in mind. Certainly there were credit unions that suffered a little bit. In Idaho, I think credit unions fared very well through the last recession.
One thing, though, that you can always look for lower interest rates on loans, also lower interest rates on credit cards as well, I believe. You take a look at, you get all these things in the mail, and look, this just happened to me at 580KIDO. You go and they say, well, look, let's take a look at your thing. You almost can cut your interest rate in half or more with some of these cards.
Yeah. Yeah, and credit cards have been fairly regulated over the last 5 years with the Credit Card Act that came out, and it's actually a regulation that became more similar to how we were doing business anyway. Where they're saying that a person has to be able to have money sufficient to pay the debt. Which you would think that's a pretty a no-brainer, but that was part of the regulation.
I just print some in the back like the federal government. It works well for me until the Secret Service hears this, yes. Yeah,
exactly. So a lot of the regulations that have come down, we haven't really changed business much because we were doing those types of things anyway, making sure that people can that they have the ability to repay their loans, that we don't get make a loan to someone who really shouldn't have a loan.
Right. All right, more coming up next here at 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely now.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education.
I studied nuclear science. I love my classes.
Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'm doing all right.
Kevin Miller in the morning here, 580 KIDO. We're continuing our talk about CapEd at Capital High School. So let's talk a little bit about this video contest.
Yeah, 4 years ago, we thought it'd be fun to sponsor a video contest for the high school students in the Treasure Valley. So December of each year, we'll send out to the high schools a theme that they can create a video about a four minute video.
That's long for the kids today.
Yeah. It is.
For us, it's real short, but yeah.
Yeah, one of the kids was saying it took about 60 minutes of actual video to get the four-minute segment. So they put a lot of work into it. And so the first year we had one entry that came in. And so, but we decided to keep doing it. The second year we ended up with about 10 entries. Last year we had 20. This year we had 39 entries from kids around the Treasure Valley. And so, last night we had our award ceremony where we showed all 16 of the top videos, and the family who owns the Overland Park Cinema, the Lohoset family, allowed us to use their theater. So we had, there was about 100 people there last night. Lots of kids, lots of fun, we awarded the top prize. The top prize, CapEd donates $1,000. 500 of it goes to the students, or those that actually produce the video, another 500 goes to the school that they represent, and they can use for audio, video, or whatever class that they want to. So the winners this year were from Rocky Mountain High School, and it was Zachary Slimp and Jacob Dye, and their video was called Jolt. This year, I forgot to mention, we had the kids do a movie trailer. So they came up with a fictitious movie, and then they did a trailer for it. And so it was really fun. The quality of the videos were just outstanding. It's gotten better every year, and so it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll switch the subject a little to our financial education. We, of course, loan money, but we want our borrowers to be educated, to be responsible borrowers, too. So we do a lot of education when we do the loan. We also sponsor Dave Ramsey, for example, several times a year, and also a program in Know Your Credit Score, where people can come in and know how to ascertain those scores and what impacts them. Also, we have a program in the summer for kids called Camp Millionaire, 7 to 12 in that area, just to get them educated with regard to what money's all about and how you can't just spend it randomly and so on. And that's been a very successful program. And also one we've been doing in the schools called Mad City Money, where in the school we would set up various booths where students can go through and purchase things like they want to purchase, like cars and so on, but they also have to go through and realize they have to pay bills, and they have to be able to meet their payments if they have loans and so on. And it turns out to be a real eye-opener because they realize they don't really have all that money they think they've got to spend just on what they want.
Yes.
That's been a very successful program, too. And Todd, I don't remember how many times we do that per year, or how long we've been doing that?
We've been doing that for about 5 years, and we get about four of those events a year that we do. And we do them a lot of times at the high schools, and so we haven't done one here at Capital. We'd love to do one here sometime if they want. We did one at Eagle last year and I believe their junior class come through a Mad City Money event. And it's very eye-opening for them to keep track of their expenses
right.
throughout this whole process. And then at the end, an accounting is is taken, and they open the books and they say, okay, they were started with this much amount of money to start with, and they spent X amount, and hopefully they had a little bit left over at the end.
Usually not the case first time around.
Yeah.
Sure. Gentlemen, any final thoughts today? By the way, we do want to thank you for sponsoring this program. It's an honor to be a part of the CAPED family, and we always want to make sure that we represent you well because, you know, you guys go the extra step, whether it's your television or radio advertising. And, again, the programs that you have are just amazing. So we want to thank you both and thank the CAPED family for believing in the schools and for allowing us to be here.
Well, certainly thank you for the opportunity to do this. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it.
You're listening to 580 KIDO.
Promote our schools. Secure our future. Kevin Miller is back at school. Brought to you by CAPED Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Won't you join us? Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Living the dream, Kevin Miller in the morning, joined by Principal John Roziska and Robbie Cups, both staff members and parents here at Capital High, promoting our schools, securing our future at 580KIDO. So the first big question is, how do you balance the challenge or the scales between home and school?
Well, I have a unique perspective on that because my son goes to school here right now. He's a senior. We'll be graduating next month, and that's really been a special part for me this year, having him be in here. And, you know, for him, I think if he was here to talk, he would probably tell a different story, especially his sophomore year going, this isn't any fun. But I think over the 3 years, he's grown into it being a pretty cool thing. It really has been special. You know, between his schedule, he was a football, basketball player and here at Capital, and then he got to be involved in a lot of AP classes. And so his schedule is very busy. My schedule's busy. Between our two schedules, we'd never see each other. But because I'm here and he's here, I get to see him quite a bit. And so that's really been special for me. So, but that's the fun thing about having your kids go to school at the school you work at.
You're saying it's fun?
I think it's fun. Yeah, it's. I've been lucky, though, because he's a good student, and he's pretty engaged in the classroom, which makes it easier.
Yeah, you know, I was just going to say, and you're kind of on the ledge there whether or not he thinks it's fun.
Like I said, if he were here, he might have a different perspective than what Dad might say. It's been a lot of fun and a lot of laughs and some fun memories for both of us. So I'll miss not having him around here next year for sure.
Yeah, I can definitely reiterate that. My two daughters have both graduated from Capital High School, and so I was able to have them here with me, and I still miss them. It was a great experience having them go through Capital and for me to be here and to watch them grow as they went through Capital.
Now, there must have been some challenges, some conflict, some drama. We need something here during this radio broadcast.
Wow. You know, I don't know.
We could start making some stuff up here if you'd like.
Sure, we could do that. They'd probably love that story. A lot of different stories like that. But really, it was a very good experience. I have to say what John said is that I had some awesome girls. I'm really proud of them, and I think we did a good job with them.
Right. But again, isn't there a special burden when you're a staff member and a parent? Because, you know, like Will – If I had a kid and Will was teaching my kid, you know, and my kid's telling me what Will's doing, who am I going to believe, Will, who I know, or the kid?
Well, I think that's the beauty of being in the school is that you have a connection with the teachers and it's very easy to go to the teachers and talk to them if there are issues. So you're right there every day.
I know last weekend with prom, my son was at prom and it was funny listening to him after the dance. He felt like I sat there the whole time with all the other chaperones and faculty members and that we watched him dance the whole time, which is the furthest from the truth.
Right.
But his perception is that dad is watching, that the teachers are watching. He's been part of this school more than just 3 years. He's been here for, I've been here for 12.
Right.
So he's been part of this school for 12 years, just like Robbie's two girls that have graduated here. They've been part of the school for a long, long time. We get to see them kind of grow up through elementary, junior high, and they get to know the teachers as people and teachers and what they're doing in their professional lives. But it's a family. It's more of a family atmosphere. So he knows he's part of the family and that there's eyes watching him. And I think through the years, he, you know, all the kids have kind of learned to accept that and they figure it out. And the teachers are certainly aware that what's your last name? Oh, it's, okay, now I know who you are and you're
right.
And, you know, the boss's son is in my class, but
you don't have to send a note home.
No, no. And I know what's going on, you know, which is that's kind of fun. That's,
right.
That's really special to be part of that.
And I think it's not only them. The
now, wait a minute. You guys, again, are all roses and sunshine and unicorns here. There has to be some issues. Remember, this is the show where the host says he has issues.
Yeah.
There has to be some issues here.
Honestly, I didn't have any. I
mean,
it was a really good experience. It was great. I think sometimes my girls wanted me not to chaperone things, kind of like the prom thing, that they would much rather have had me stay away, step away from what they were doing. And I tried to do that, but it was kind of hard because I wanted to be involved in what they were doing.
In focusing the young minds, you know, we go back to when we were young. For some of us, a lot earlier than others. But, you know, we all have these ideas, and as the mind develops, you know, these plans become more and more realistic. When people come to you and say, hey, I want to do A, how do you help them accomplish that when A might not be realistic?
Well, you know, I think the best thing for them is to just lay out what the path is and then letting them decide, can I do this path? I would never tell a student that they cannot do something. So if you just lay out the path for them, then they have to decide, do I give my all and try this path, or, wow, this is way too hard, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
And I think a lot of our students here at Capital rise to the challenge and they decide they want to try it.
Well, and when we talk about the development of kids today, are they growing up too fast? I know that everybody says that all the time, but with technology, with everything else, is the childhood becoming less and less these days?
I think it's just becoming different than it was before. We were just talking about that. Just the connection with the kids going out and doing things or reading a book even is a lot more challenging, I think, for a lot of students because they don't have the downtime like they used to have or like I used to have anyway. If I was bored, I would pick up a book. Now the kids can pick up their cell phone or pick up their iPad, pick up their iPod and listen to music. They have a lot of other options besides picking up a book.
Right, and their phones and everything else. Now, what are the rules with the phones in school?
Well, we've changed that a little bit. You probably have noticed when the students were coming in this morning that kids have laptops, they have phones, they have iPads, and we're okay with students bringing their own device. We have Wi-Fi throughout the building. And so teachers, you know, the whole thing with the professional development for the teachers, how can we leverage the iPad and the cell phone so that students can access information. You know, we've all been on our laptops and our iPads, so to speak, looking up information. When we want to know something, we just type it in, you Google it, and there it is. And so the kids do that too. And so we can get beyond having to teach information and knowledge because the kids can just look that up. And teachers will have kids pull out their phone and say, hey, type in this word, look it up. Type in this war event back in World War II, whatever history event, and what's on the Internet, what's out there. And so that's the kind of stuff that we can do in the schools. Now, we were a little guarded just as much as like 2-3 years ago because
sure.
It was such a distraction. And so
we've become a nation of distractions, though. I mean, I'm blogging, I'm checking text messages, doing a show, and you've got your iPad here. I think you're the only one
I'm
focused.
Free.
You're old school. Goofy over here, who knows what he's doing on his phone. And we've all just become, you know, a nation of multitaskers. How at 580KIDO does that influence how we learn?
Well, I think one of the things that we have to do, and that we do at Capital, is we talk to the kids about digital citizenship. You have to be engaged in the classroom. You can still have your phone to probably look up things and to stay kind of in the current with, you know, if they're trying to text their employer about working after school and what things they might have to do for mom and dad. And we know that's a reality. They need to check their schedule just like you and I need to check our calendar.
So different from my schooling.
Yeah. And so
different.
But we need to teach the kids how to be online respectfully, how they'll do postings on Facebook and Twitter and being able to get into an environment where they're working together on an English topic or a history topic and how they can engage in a blog and do it respectfully and somebody isn't going too far. And so that's on our plates now, too, to teach those kids that what I call digital citizenship so that they're doing and they're acting appropriately in those environments. So, you know, and I just want to say, not switching the tone here, but Robbie Cupps, because she is a huge instrumental part of our goal and mission of college and career readiness for our students. Her role here at Capital as a career counselor, because she works with parents and students and our staff on doing all of the financial aid packets to all of these different universities and colleges, FAFSA form.
There's nothing to that.
It's just
one
simple
sheet,
form.
Good. Come on, yeah.
And she commits a lot of nights for parent information nights, financial aid night, scholarship opportunities at all the different schools, because there's local scholarships, there's, you know, nationwide scholarships, and then there are school-specific scholarships. And she's in the know, and she's in the game, and she's really respected completely for sure by our school as the best career counselor, but that's also in the state. She is that good. She's really in the game and in the know of how to help kids,
sure,
parents, get to school, get money, and make all this happen. So this is a real instrumental part of our goal and mission at Capital High School and being able to get college and career ready for these students. So
great job.
Does a fantastic job.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we thank you, folks.
Thank you. Thanks for being here again.
Oh, man.
I hope we get to do this next year.
I hope I'm still employed. If I am, we'll be here, but you never know.
If you and I can
survive. I'm not joking about that. So if not, it'll be Billy. Hi, Billy. Anyway.
Tell Billy Capital High School would love to have him here.
What about
the KIDO show?
Yes, so. Exactly. Kevin Miller's out. Billy's in.
Yeah.
All right. You folks, take care. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. You're listening to 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work safely.
Kevin Miller is back at school. Promote our schools. Secure our future. Brought to you by CapEd Credit Union, where your membership supports education. Now, from Capital High School, here's Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Well, it won't be long for those triple-digit days and no rain in sight, so enjoy the rain. That's what I'm talking about. Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO, broadcasting from Capital High School, promoting our school, securing our future. We go to Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot that knows the contents of our big announcement tomorrow, but it's embargoed, so he cannot tell the listening audience what's going on. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Getting ready for the big one, Tea Party Bob.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm excited. I'm waiting. I just want to break that news as soon as you let me know.
I know. We might give you the exclusive on it.
Well, I got the exclusive on Popke yesterday.
You did. You scooped Dan Popke. So what can we do for you here at 580 KIDO?
I just wanted to make mention, you know, reading through this story here today and knowing what I know. I'd just like to know why Governor Otter gave me that song and dance yesterday about having to be at all of these Lincoln Day meetings when they only get a minute to talk. He was at one last night, and they only had a minute to talk. If you really want to do your job, then you need to let the people know what you're doing for them and go up against and talk to Fulcher. Talk to him toe-to-toe. If you're right for the job, then tell people you're the one that's right for the job. But don't go hiding, and don't be afraid to come out and debate, and please don't tell us you don't have any time, because we know there's time. There's always time to do things like this. You just have to make it. I'm just very disappointed in him. I'm surprised.
I don't know if you've heard the news this morning, but Pat from Middleton invited both of them to come on the program, and we'll do it from Star.
I think that's an excellent idea. I'd love to get the two of them on the program. I would love to hear that. You know, the problem is that I don't think Otter is going to come. I think he's going to chicken out, as Mr. Popke said in his newsletter, in his newspaper here.
Well, wait a minute. You're taking the word of Dan Popke now?
Well, I'm not taking the word. I'm
I hear you two were sitting together the other night.
Oh, right next to each other. He didn't even know who I was. That's a good thing, I guess.
Well,
he also took off as soon as they started to pass the hat.
See, this is in-depth reporting that you're not going to get anywhere else. So how do you see the gubernatorial race playing out with Mr. Popke's big headline today that Senator Fulcher accusing the governor of ducking him?
Well, I think he is ducking him, and I think he's been ducking him all along because the governor can't win anything by going up against Fulcher. Number one, Fulcher has all the issues down pretty pat. The governor has problems. He allowed Common Core to come in. He allowed the health care exchange to come in. You know, he's got some problems. And I do think that Fulcher still has a good shot. He's doing well in the East. He's doing well in the North. He's doing well in the West. And we're going to try to get him to do well here in Ada County.
Tea Party Bob, we appreciate it.
You have yourself a great day, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Our good friend Tea Party Bob from the Gem State Patriot. Let's get you to work at 580. And coming up tomorrow, a big announcement. We never tease, we guarantee. You'll love it. 580 KIDO. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith.